This is Weekly Inner Work from Inner Frontier with Joseph Naft. The Path of Right Living. How should I live my life? We all face this fundamental and ongoing question. Religions and spiritual paths offer at least partial answers or guidelines that leave most of the specifics to us. One such set of guidelines can be found in the comprehensive, simple, and powerful teaching of right living, presented by the Indian sage known as the Shivapuri Baba, who lived from 1826 to 1963. The following is inspired by and adapted from that teaching. Right living means fulfilling our responsibilities in three broad areas: physical duty, being duty, and spiritual duty. Physical duty refers to our outer responsibilities. It means to act with intelligence, dexterity, and excellence for our body, for our family, for our profession, and for society. Being duty addresses our responsibility to develop our inner life, to develop a strong heart, mind, character, being through wisdom, presence, and virtue. Spiritual duty consists of directly seeking God, seeking the One, the truth that transcends both inner and outer. Living rightly brings satisfaction, serenity, and peace. Satisfaction derives from living our external life with intelligence, dexterity, and excellence. Serenity comes from attaining inner freedom and living by conscience. And peace comes from approaching and ultimately seeing God. Lack of progress toward any one of these limits the others. If our outer life is not right, it will keep calling us away from developing our inner life and from seeking God. If our inner life is not right, the ongoing turmoil will divert us from bringing the full powers of our intelligence to bear on our outer life, and we will not have the inner stability to seek God. And if we do not seek God or the truth, the lack of meaning will invade our external life in the world, as well as our inner life. The three duties also have positive synergies. The being duty of living by conscience supports our physical duties by making us honest and sensitive and enabling us to recognize excellence. The being duty of presence supports our physical duties by giving us the inner space to bring our intelligence to bear on our outer duties. Being duty gives us the inner strength and purity needed for our spiritual duty of seeking God. The intelligence, dexterity, and excellence we develop in our physical duty carry over into the domains of being duty and spiritual duty. And the attention, kindness, and peace we develop in seeking God makes us better at our physical duties and being duties. This teaching of right living, with its three duties, physical, being, and spiritual, offers a complete path that encompasses all facets of life. It shows us how our whole life and all that we do can be an act of service and a part of our path. We can bring everything under the enlivening umbrella of right living. Serving well in all the domains brings a deep sense of fulfillment. Over the coming weeks, we will practice 12 aspects of the three duties. The first four aspects relate to physical duty, the second four to being duty, and the final four to spiritual duty, as follows. Physical duty consists of 1, body, 2, family, 3, profession, 4, society. Being duty consists of 5, non-identification, 6, sensitive presence, 7, conscious presence, 8, conscience. Spiritual duty consists of 9, stabilizing attention, 10, prayer, 11, faith and love, 12, seeking God, the One. These 12 aspects are not sequential stages, but rather simultaneous duties that we pursue in the normal course of our life. For this week, consider the breadth of right living and how you might apply it in your own life. Recorded August 30th, 2009. Thank you.